from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I'm with you.
Let's bring in Dave Fleming, River Island's guest line, of course. Flem, long time no talk. I hear you carpooling here, so we'll try to keep it PC here. We'll try to keep it PG.
Hey, Dave.
No, we already did the carpool, and we listened to you guys on the way, and one of the boys in the back was like, is that why they call him the butcher?
Oh, no.
Joe was just freaking killing everybody, so we were listening.
Dave, I'm watching this team, and like over the weekend, there was the double play ball with Logan Webb that he just throws it in. Just, you got to get one before you get two. And then there's the ball hit to Conforto, and then McCray comes flying up. He misses the cut, goes second and third, home run on the next pitch. I'm just like, oh my gosh, so many little things. Last night, they fight to get back into the game. All right. And then Corbin Carroll, little base hit to left field, beautiful piece of hitting, steals second, steals third, and boom, they execute with the runner on at third. And it ends up being, you know, like the winning run in that game. The little things for this team and the lack of athleticism and speed, as I look around the whole bigs and all these other teams compared to them, it's just so difficult like for them to compete when they're at an athletic disadvantage, and it's really evident the last couple of months.
Yeah, I would say those are two different issues that you just brought up, but both are valid. You know, it is a bad contrast right now with the Diamondbacks, with the execution in those offensive scenarios. I mean, the Diamondbacks, and it is pretty amazing to watch them. In the last 2 months plus, since late June, they're hitting just short of .300 with runners in scoring position.
Wow.
Now, that is pretty amazing. Like, that's in a year where offense is down across the board. And last night, it was like just a parade of every single time they had a chance. Base hit, base hit, base hit, sack fly, home run, whatever. That's pretty amazing. They're hitting as a team with the bases loaded this year, .375 as a team.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so crazy.
I mean, like, what they're doing is pretty special, and it does make for a very frustrating contrast with the Giants, who save their absolute worst at bats for those moments. Like the Giants in the last 6 weeks, 7 weeks, the Giants with runners in scoring position, their OPS is below .600. Like, no, not hitting, and not hitting with any power. Like, so it's been just a massive difference between these two teams. D-backs last year were a team that ran wild on everybody. They haven't done that quite as much, but your point about the athleticism and the speed. And look, the Giants have gotten more athletic this year. They have. Ramos is more athletic. Fitzgerald's more athletic. Now that McCray's playing, he's more athletic. They've made a few strides in that regard, a few. But that doesn't mean that issue can be separate from the stolen base issue, which is, I mean, absolutely has to be addressed, because the Giants' differential in terms of the steals that they've given up and the steals that they've created is so massive. It's just incredible how game after game the Giants give up the steal.
Yep.
Even though they've gotten better at it, even though they have made a point of like emphasizing it, they're still not good enough at preventing the steal, and then they just don't generate steals themselves. They're just digging themselves a hole before you start a game with that differential.
You know, Flem, tied for last in stolen bases, 57 stolen bases on the season, 57, and they're tight with the Braves. We know why the Braves are down, because they don't have Ronald Acuña Jr. or Ozzie Albies. And that's the one thing about this team and this regime that I can't grasp here. So they've tried to get a power hitter to come to San Francisco, obviously, in free agency, whether it's Judge, Ohtani, Harper, Stan, the list goes on and on and on. But when you look at this yard and the way this yard plays, and I'm thinking, boy, and we're sitting at Shasky and Matt DeHiga, we're sitting in a meeting looking at the old Cardinals teams playing at Busch Stadium.
On that turf.
And Whitey Herzog was like, you know what? I'm going to get speed on this turf. I'm going to use this stadium to my advantage. I'm going to get a bunch of speed guys, whether it's Vince Coleman and Willie McGee and Ozzie Smith. And that's just for the life of me, for the last 5-6 years, I'm thinking to myself. Now, to your point, they are trying to get more athletic, and they are more athletic than they were a season ago, but it's still not up to par with the big boys in this league. I just don't get why. You know what? Get a power hitter or two. Maybe it's Bryce Eldridge, but get some guys who could go first to third, first to home. Use these gaps at Oracle Park and use the ballpark to your advantage. And for that philosophy, I just don't get why they haven't got to that philosophy, or if they have, it feels like it's too late, Flynn.
Well, I mean, I think there is an element of being caught in between. You know, one year you're trying to do this, and the next year you're trying to do that, and now we're emphasizing this, and no, wait, now we're doing... I mean, I think there is a legitimate criticism of, you know, that plan and that team-building philosophy wavering a little bit. But I think, you know, as far as the steals go, I think it's very obvious to everybody that the Giants, and it might be too strong to say misread the situation, but I think it's very fair to say that the Giants underestimated the impact of the new rules the last 2 years. And the Giants have been left behind, where so many other teams have used those new rules and really created offense in an era where it's so hard to hit. It's never been harder to hit ever in the history of big league baseball than it is right now.
Yeah.
So how do you overcome that? Well, a lot of teams are overcoming that by using the running game, not just athleticism,
yep,
but actually emphasizing the stolen base and emphasizing what you're talking about. And part of the solution to the issue that you're bringing up is, as an organization, you have to put your money where your mouth, you have to emphasize to your players and make it a point of emphasis that you're going to do it. And that this franchise right now has not done that. And that's a fair criticism to say that I think they have underestimated the impact of the new rules the last 2 years. And we're seeing other teams take advantage of those rules.
It's a good point. And to add to that, the lack of patience is another issue, Flynn. I call it the Sacramento shuttle. Guys are going back and forth to Sacramento, left and right. And it just feels like, you know, like Luciano, he may not be a good player. We don't know. He's struggling right now in the field. He's struggling in the batter's box. But it just feels like that runway to just let these guys play. Guys are just not playing. Then they do play. They struggle. And then, boom, they're back in Sacramento. The lack of patience for some of the youngsters instead, it's reared its ugly head here in late August and September. That's been alarming for me as well, Flynn.
Well, I mean, I sympathize with that opinion. I do. And I think especially now that the Giants' playoff hopes have basically vanished, I do think that the approach in the last month should change, and there should be an eye towards trying to figure out some of those young guys and maybe what you can plan going into the off season. But I have a hard time being real critical of, like, this is the big leagues are a performance league, man.
Mm-hmm.
And so young guys get a chance. And if you're thinking you're a playoff team, and the Giants at the beginning of this year and for all of this year have definitely thought we are a playoff team. They invested, they paid the money they wanted. You know, that was the goal, was to get. And so I find it hard to criticize when a young player just is not performing that you're looking for another solution. Because I do believe strongly that the big leagues are a performance league. And so, you know, the Luciano thing, he hasn't performed. Matos,
yep,
you know, struggled big time. Now, are there other things you can criticize about the handling of those two guys? Sure. I think you can nitpick at maybe the long-term plan for those guys. But in terms of the shuttle back and forth that one's a harder one for me to get behind.
All right, we got like a month or so left in the season, and there's like so many guys I got to pepper you with. It's just give me a sentence or two on each of these guys with a month left to go in the season, and we'll just rat-a-tat-tat these as fast as we can. All right, last night, Harrison.
Kyle is definitely running on fumes right now, and the final part of the month is going to be managing some improvement and some more game experience with just taking the burden off.
Camilo Duvall.
Big time priority for me for the final month. And it's not psychobabble stuff. It's not, you know, what's the entrance music. It's not the light show. It's why is his fastball not moving the way it was? And why is the slider not as good a pitch as it was? Get that fixed.
Yeah. I'm kind of with you there. All right. Tyler Fitzgerald.
Just more experience. I like Tyler. Tyler's going to be a part of the future. The swing and miss stuff is real, and it's going to be an issue for him. So the more these teams are getting brutal with him now, hounding him with off-speed stuff. So he needs those at-bats and those reps to have a counter, and we're starting to see it. Last night, nice opposite field hit, some opposite field hits lately. He can make that adjustment.
How do you fix Patrick Bailey at the plate?
I'm not qualified to answer that. I wish I were.
I saw the numbers, Fleming. I was at the casino in Philadelphia. I was at a wedding in Philadelphia, and you were calling the Stanford game. They had you on the loudspeaker at the live casino in Philadelphia. I was like, wow, that guy sounds familiar. While the Giants are playing the Marlins on another screen, and I saw some numbers with Patrick Bailey, and I could not believe it. I could not believe the numbers that Patrick Bailey was having offensively. It was like historically bad. Like one of the worst months in baseball history.
Yeah, he's been the worst hitter in the game since the All-Star break. That's just the fact. Absolutely must figure out what's going there. I mean, Patrick should be a massive part of the Giants' future. As great as he is on defense, it's hard to be that, like this. So I really believe in Patrick. I do. And I think that will get fixed, but it's worrisome for sure.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Blake Snell.
I don't know. Enjoy it while it lasts. I mean, I
love you. Can I just say I love you?
I'm telling you, Flip. I was happy for you to be in a staff, and I was like, Flint just needs a day off for this team because I hear you. You're frustrated like us with this team. Like, Blake Snell's been awesome, and it's like, damn, he's got the player option, and he's probably looking around saying, I don't know about this. Like, Matt Chapman. What your thoughts on Matt Chapman, Flint? He's probably going to win a Willie Mack Award. He's been a great Giant this season.
Great Giant. And Chapman, I think, is much more realistic. I'm not saying Blake Snell won't come back. I think Blake likes it here. He's obviously thriving right now. It's just if you're looking at the Giants from sort of afar and saying, what do we have and what do we need? You're going to have to start prioritizing some things. And as painful as it might be to watch Blake Snell sign somewhere else, there's going to be a lot of competition for him. And you have Hicks, you have Birdsong, you have Webb, you have Harrison, you have Robbie Ray, you have Keaton Wynn, you got Tristan Beck, you've got Carson Wisenhunt. Like, you do have, I'm not saying not a one of those guys other than Logan Webb is Blake Snell. Blake Snell has been unbelievable, but you do have a lot of bodies there that you believe in. So anyway, I'm not saying he's gone. I'm not saying he should be gone, but that one's going to be trickier. Chapman, I think, will get done. I do. I really believe that.
Okay.
It's just a perfect fit. He's had a great year. He loves it here. Gosh, they need him. He's been their best player. So I think that'll get done.
All right, let's real quick, switching gears. How many fantasy leagues are you in, and who did you take with your number one pick?
I told my son today, I said, I'm in three too many. I'm in four fantasy leagues.
I am too, Flem.
Friends only, two. Yeah, I picked the same players for both as best I could. What, it's too much.
How long is your oldest league? Because I'm in a league, the SF Players Club. We've been in this league has been going on since the pen and paper days in the late 90s. I got four leagues, Flem. I can't help myself.
It's hard. We had our Giants fantasy draft when we had that off day in Milwaukee on this last road trip. So we all got together. I mean, I think I am the longest tenured member of that league. Maybe Dave Greshner is. So our first pick, Kipe and I took Bijan Robinson in our Giants league. And then we took Isaiah Pacheco with our second pick. So we went two running backs.
Yeah.
We did take George Kittle. So we managed to get, we always want to have at least one top niner on our team. We got Kittle on our team. We were picking next to Chapman, so it's like we were sixth and Chapman was seventh or something, whatever it was. And about five times during the draft, Chapman just looked at me and screamed at me because we were taking the players that he wanted.
And Jock's not in this league, is he?
Thank God, no. Yeah, Jock's not.
That's helpful. Hey,
Flair,
is it PPR? That's what I wanted to ask. I don't even know how to follow that up.
Oh, he really did hang up on accident. Oh, my God. That might have been the greatest answer.
My God.
I love him. So much. Jock, by the way, having a monster year.
Can you believe that?
I can.
Can you believe that? They sound like they don't have a Pasoy problem in Arizona. They do not have a Pasoy problem. Real quick.
Was incredible.
That was incredible.
That was better than Ric Flair hanging up on Bonte. By the way, Jock, 21 homers, 280.
I can't believe it, Flip. I can't believe this.
Yeah. One thing about Jock, and look, I'm not saying this. I'm actually saying this as a compliment. He looks like he's in a lot better shape.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that he, you know, he took it seriously to – like, he knew he had to clean some things up, and he's had a really good year. He's a talented player, and I am happy for him. I like Jock. I'm teasing him about the fantasy thing because he wears you out with. There's nobody more annoying to play fantasy football.
Is it the
with
trades?
Jock, who,
is it the
oh
trades?
Oh my God!
My
it's
boy
like
Guido
a
keeps sending me
trade proposal.
Yeah, my buddy Guido keeps sending me the same Chris Godwin deal. Guido, I don't want Chris Godwin. I like my team. Yeah. The draft just ended.
Real quick, Flip. Yeah. Most impressive thing from Week 1 in college football because it was fascinating. You got Cam Ward
Notre
in Miami
Dame.
Going to the swamp. My Florida State Seminoles are now unranked. They didn't look awful. USC beating LSU. I know you're doing a Kyle Auburn this week, I believe.
Ooh.
So you get a little SEC action down
ACC,
at the Plains.
SEC stuff?
Get the planes.
I like that.
Get down there to the planes. So most impressive thing you saw in college football week one, Flem.
That is a good question. I mean, there were a bunch of impressive things. And Miami was one of them. Miami's close to the top. I mean, that kid can play, Cam Ward. Maybe Miami finally is going to have a well-rounded team. That would be fun for college football if they do. But I don't really, a win against Florida, as tough as the swamp can be, I'm not sure I totally trust that. Georgia looked awesome as usual. I was impressed with USC. That guy, the assistant coach who they hired from UCLA, Danton Lynn, Anthony Lynn's son. So it's Anthony Lynn's son, is a very good coach. Very good. So finally, SC's got a defensive coach who I think has a real good grasp of college football. So SC, that was a great win for them. It's still early. Yep. I try not to make too, massive judgments this early in the year. It was weird because a lot of the I mean, to me, part of the theme of the first week of college football was all the close calls. Like, there were a lot of top teams. How does Oregon lead by 7 in the fourth quarter against Idaho?
Yeah.
You know, if you think you're a national championship team. So that was a little strange. But let's talk again next week, and maybe after 2 weeks of play, we'll have a better idea.
Oh, man, Texas, Michigan in the big house this Saturday. And then Oregon, by the way, playing Boise State. They're out there running back at Boise State, running for all those yards.
Tell your son I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I lost my mind.
Don't apologize. Don't apologize for being you.
He knows I mean well.
Don't apologize for being you.
Yeah, you do, but, you know, this is a lot of car rides now where I'm having to tell my children, no, he's really a good guy. Just because he's killing everybody that I know and like, he's really a nice guy.
Flynn, now imagine being in this seat. He don't even go to the games. I have to sit in the press box and media members looking at me sideways. How do you think I feel, Flynn?
You're spending all your time in the Niners team store, for God's sake.
I got a daughter and a fiance. They like the nicer things of life, unfortunately. So,
My wife won't sit in the bleachers anymore. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's the course.
She's club level for life.
Real quick, you listen to 95.7 KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on a free Odyssey app. Two things that happened to me. We sat courtside at the Warriors game. My girl goes, yeah, we're never sitting in the bleachers under nosebleeds ever again. And then when we got lucky and flew business to Paris, and we didn't even leave the tarmac yet, Flynn. She goes, babe, I never want to sit and coach again. And I was like, well, I don't play in the NBA. I don't play in Major League Baseball. So I'm screwed.
Just keep taking all those jobs. Keep saying yes.
Exactly.
Say no to sleep. Say yes to the job. And that's it for Dave Fleming as he was here on the River Islands guest line. Like that, he's gone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.